Melech Malach Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chaf Gimel. So Hadad didn't really get very far with his attempt to be an adversary, a satan for Shlomo. But it could be that the simple fact that Hadad tried to rebel in any way was inspirational for others who sought to make trouble for Shlomo and for Malchus Yisrael. Because we see that Hadad's frustrated efforts, though they came to very little, ended up inspiring others. So Vayakhem Elokim Lo Satan. So Hashem raised up a second adversary for Shlomo. And it could be along the lines of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent first an adversary who didn't measure up and who wasn't much of anything, Hadad. And so he sent one that was a little stronger. He sent Rezon ben Eliada. Rezon, the son of Eliada, Sherborach me'ez Hadad Ezer Melzova Adonav, who was a runaway servant. He had escaped from his king. He was a servant of the king, Hadadezer, the king of Tsova. But when David HaMelech defeated Hadadezer, so he became the leader, the Radak says, of a kind of warrior band. And they conquered Damascus, and they settled there. And the Radak says that it's going to be him who is going to take over Aram. Chavdalad vayikbots alav anoshim. And so he gathered to himself men, vayihi sar gidud. And he became the head of a troop, of a band of warriors. Baharog David osam. When David killed them. So who is the them that David killed? So presumably these are the leadership cadre of Hadadezer that were killed by David. And so they settled in the aftermath, and they became warlords as the chaos ensued after David's army withdrew. Vayelchu Damasek vayeshuva. And they went to Damascus, and they dwelt there. Vayimlechu b'damasek. And they reigned, they ruled over Damascus. That's pretty good for a guy who was just a servant. All of a sudden, a little bit of social mobility. And it was after David's death that he started to mount a threat. Chafei vayihi satan liYisrael kol yimei Shlomo. And this Rezon became a threat for Klal Yisrael all the days of Shlomo, it says. That's Hara'a Asher Hadad. In addition, together with the evil of Hadad. So we said a couple of minutes ago that Hadad really didn't represent much of a threat in any way. But apparently it was enough that between the two of them, they really were difficult for Shlomo. Vayakatz b'Yisrael. And he despised Shikutz. Yisrael, vayimloch al-Aram, and he reigned over Aram. And as we said, the Radak says that it was this Rezon who reigned over Aram. But the pasuk is actually a little bit unclear. Vayimloch al-Aram could mean Hadad. So some of the Mefarshim actually suggest that Hadad reigned over Aram. But in either case, it means that Shlomo lost this foreign territory that David had conquered with ease. So these antagonists for Shlomo are starting to take over more and more territory and be more and more difficult to him. So was Rezon a major threat? So the Radak says on Pasuk Chaf Gimel that he really was. That when Shlomo got old and his heart turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when Rezon started to have real success. Umitchila lo hisgaber al anoshav shabot uimo. At the beginning, he wasn't the strong man. He wasn't the big shot. He wasn't the warlord. But when Shlomo grew old, then these, what the Radak calls political dissidents, arose, and this made things worse for Shlomo. So Shlomo is losing his grip in a number of different ways. He's losing his grip on his domestic situation, as his wives are worshipping Avodah Zarah. He's losing his grip on the outer edges of empire. The only time that the Jews had an empire of any kind to speak of. Aram is slipping out of his control. Edom is slipping out of his control. the death of David and Yoav has emboldened these enemies, and Shlomo's lack of ever leaving his own borders, we don't even see records that he sent the army. So we see that there is opposition. Now, this phrase, Kol Yimei Shlomo, needs a little bit of Hesber, because we didn't sound like this was a problem in Shlomo's earlier days. It really sounds like it was only during the latter years, after he started to be guilty, or at least guilty of allowing idolatry. And so these things connect to each other. They're not serious threats to his hegemony. They're not serious threats to his reign. But they are the cracks. And a small crack can become a very large ditch if you're not careful. You know, it's the little things. Lo Aleinu, that story of what happened in Miami. It was the cracks in the wall that started it. It was the problems with the way the pool was set up in that building. And over time, they widened and became a huge, serious problem, but so much was under the surface that nobody ever saw it. When two parallel lines diverge from each other, just the merest fraction, eventually the distance between them, mathematics tells us, is infinity. Tiny beginnings. You know, when Shlomo married Bas Paro, the Malach put a reed in the sea, in the Mediterranean Sea, and that reed eventually coalesced into land around it that became Rome. Tiny beginnings, which are eventually going to be enormous catastrophes, particularly with regards to Mitzrayim. Egypt nurtures, Rabbi Israel says in his Sefer HaMelachim, Egypt's nurturing of dissidents like Hadad and the next one, the big one that we're going to see, Yerovam, is a harbinger of the invasion by Paro Shishak in Perek Yedalid, which are going to devastate Yerushalayim only 5 years after Shlomo's death. And Egypt is going to carry off the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash, strip the capital of the wealth and finery of the Solomonic era. But Shishak evidently may have been planning this attack for a generation. Shishak is the next Paro, who is not Shlomo's father-in-law. And these Satanim are part of that eventual destruction. So we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shlomo, in your lifetime, we're not going to have this destruction. But we see that the cracks and the seeds of the destruction began in his lifetime. So it was and wasn't during his life that these problems were growing. And so Shlomo now, who is about to have the kingship torn away from him and given to one of his servants, has not yet met the third Satan, the worst of all, and one of the epic villains in Jewish history, Yerovam ben Nevat, whose name is going to come up countless times throughout the rest of Sefer Melachim, because we're going to see over and over again that the chet that Yerovam ben Nevat was guilty of, all the later kings of Yisrael, whenever they sinned, they're all going to hearken back to Yerovam ben Nevat. Yerovam ben Nevat is going to lose his olam haba. Yerovam ben Nevat is going to be a man of towering ego, but also of towering potential. A great man who went bad, and those are always the most tragic stories. You have great Jedi powers, but I sense much fear in you. And then who knows what can happen to the young Padawans. So more coming. Yerovam ben Nevat is right around the corner. We'll see him next time.